You're tuned to WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. And the old clock on the wall says it's time to open the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you. We just heard Both Sides of a 7-inch vinyl single by the Beatitudes, released on Vended Records. There's only 8 releases on Vended Records, so they're all kind of scarce. That was the Chrome-Plated Blues, and we started off with The Look of Love. I'm DJ Frederick, welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop, and I hope that you have the look of love for radio. I'm here on your radio at 90.9 FM WSCS every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. or online at classicalwscs.org, and I am celebrating 24 years here at WSCS, almost a whole quarter century, and I'm certainly glad to be on the airwaves with you. Vibraphonist Ulysses Crockett with the band Afro Blue Persuasion, the tune Poinciana, recorded live in 1967. And before that, we heard Ulysses Crockett with a cover of Donovan's Sunshine Superman from a 45 released back in 1970. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, where there's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you.
Before all the Pulitzers, Carl Sandburg's baritone made him famous. You're on The Soundbeat.
I ride an old paint, I lead an old hand, I'm going to Montana for to throw the Julian.
You're listening to Carl Sandburg singing Ride an Old Paint in 1946 and accompanying himself on the guitar. Sandburg loved traveling the open road and was the first to document many American folk songs. In fact, in his early years, audiences would be drawn equally by his poems and his music.
Old Bill Jones had two daughters and a song. One went to Denver, the other went wrong.
He published a 500-page collection of songs in 1927 called The American Song Bag.
Bill, it sings from morning till night. Ride around, little doggies, ride around them slow. For the fire and snuffy are a rare and to go.
The Carl Sandburg Folk Music Festival is held each year in North Carolina. Have you been? Tell us at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive at Syracuse University. I'm Brett Barry.
You're listening to DJ Frederick and the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS, classicalwscs.org.
Go! Thank you.
Mr. Charles Lloyd with Gypsy 66 recorded live. And before that, the one, the only, the prefab for the Ruttles with Get Up and Go. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. This is the radio show known as Radio Thrift Shop. If your radio's playing a forgotten song, it's probably playing Radio Thrift Shop.
Exploring Science and the Sea. Blue crabs live their entire lives in the water. That's where they eat, breed, and even breathe. So some marine scientists were a bit astonished when they saw blue crabs popping out of muddy pits on shore to grab fiddler crabs. Blue crabs are found all along the East Coast and the Gulf of Mexico, on the bottoms of shallow bays and estuaries. They have been seen to dart out of the water to grab prey, but only by a few feet. But in September of 2021, researchers in Virginia saw them emerging from small pits in the sand. It was low tide, so some of the pits were up to a couple of hundred feet from the water. In some cases, the crabs exploded from the pits to snatch fiddler crabs that were close by. In other cases, they crept out of the pits and snuck up on their prey. They then dragged the fiddler crabs back to the pits for a leisurely meal. And it was clear the blue crabs had been hanging out for a while. The scientists said some of the pits were littered with fiddler crab claws, like the discarded bones of villagers outside a dragon's lair. The researchers returned a couple of weeks later with cameras to confirm the goings-on. They recorded the crabs digging their pits, switching to new ones, and even kicking other crabs out of their pits. The scientists found one other report of such behavior, but nothing had been formally recorded. So this is the first confirmed instance of blue crabs living and attacking from outside their usual watery environment. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to Homemade Homegrown Radio. This is DJ Frederick with the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you. The Canterbury Fair with a little bit of prog rock there. Fair Winds of the Sky, and before that, tune that's very well known, Argent with Hold Your Head Up from 1972. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You have been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. It's always a DIY homegrown production, and it's about the road less traveled. I'm grateful for each and every listener, so thank you for tuning in. I'll be back next week with another broadcast. Until then, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.